Tadvaya samtirtam ushanti manasa na yatra hamsa nirmamanti sikshaya.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Crows and swans are not birds of the same feather because of their different mental attitudes. The fruits of workers or passionate men are compared to the crows, whereas the all-perfect saintly persons are compared to the swans. The crows take pleasure in a place where garbage is thrown out, just as the passionate fruit of workers take pleasure in wine and women and places for gross sense pleasure.
Вороны получают удовольствие, роясь на свалках и помойках, так же, как одолеваемые страстями люди, действующие ради наслаждения, находят удовольствие в вине, женщинах, и посещают места, предназначенные для глубокого чувственного наслаждения.
The swans do not take pleasure in the places where crows are assembled for conferences and meetings.
Лебедей не привлекают места, где устраивают свои сборища и совещания вороны.
They are instead seen in the atmosphere of natural scenic beauty, where there are transparent reservoirs of water nicely decorated with stems of lotus flowers in variegated colors of natural beauty. That is the difference between the two classes of birds. Nature has influenced different species of life with different mentalities, and it is not possible to bring them up into the same rank and file. Similarly, there are different kinds of literature for different types of men of different mentality. Mostly the market literatures which attract men of the crows categories are literatures containing refused remnants of sensuous topics.
Популярные произведения, привлекающие людей, подобных воронам, содержат главным образом гниющие отбросы чувственных тем.
They are generally known as mundane talks in relation with the gross body and subtle mind.
Как правило, они состоят из мирских разглагольствований, касающихся грубого тела и тонкого ума.
They are full of subject matter described in decorative language, full of mundane similes and metaphorical arrangements. Yet, with all that, they do not glorify the Lord. Such poetry and prose on any subject matter is considered decoration of a dead body.
Чему бы ни была посвящена такая поэзия и проза, она считается украшением мертвеца.
Spiritually advanced men, who compare it to the swans, do not take pleasure in such dead literatures, which are sources of pleasure for men who are spiritually dead.
Духовно развитые люди, подобные лебедям, не находят никакого удовольствия в подобной мертвой литературе, которая может доставлять удовольствие только тем, кто сам духовно мертв.
These literatures in the modes of passion and ignorance are distributed under different labels, but they can hardly help the spiritual urge of the human being, and thus the swan-like spiritually advanced men have nothing to do with them.
Эти произведения, написанные под влиянием гонтрации и невежества, под разными языками, распространяются среди людей, но они едва ли способны удовлетворить духовные потребности человека, и поэтому духовно развитые люди, подобные лебедям, не хотят иметь с ними ничего общего.
Such spiritually advanced men are called also manasa, because they always keep up the standard of transcendental voluntary service to the Lord on the spiritual plane.
Таких духовно развитых людей называют также манаса, поскольку они всегда поддерживают высокий уровень добровольного трансцендентного служения Господу на духовном уровне, духовном плане.
This completely forbids fruitive activities for gross bodily sense satisfaction or subtle speculation of the material egoistic mind.
А это полностью исключает кармическую деятельность, совершаемую ради удовлетворения чувств грубого тела или тонкие спекулятивные рассуждения эгоистического материального ума.
Social literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers and politicians who are completely absorbed in the material advancement of sense pleasure are all dolls of the material energy.
Публицисты, ученые, мирские поэты, философы, теоретики и политики, поглощенные совершенствованием материального чувственного наслаждения, всего лишь марионетки в руках материальной энергии.
They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown.
Им доставляет наслаждение рыться в отбросах запретных тем.
According to Swami Sridhar, this is the pleasure of the prostitute hunters.
По словам Свами Шридхары, это удовольствие охотников за женщинами легкого поведения.
But literatures which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by the Paramahansas who have grasped the essence of human activities.
Но Парамахансы, постигшие суть человеческой деятельности, наслаждаются произведениями, повествующими о славе Господа.
Ом Гьяна Тимирандасья Гнанджана Салакая Чакшу Унвинитам Нина Тасмай Шри Гураве Намаха Мукам Кароти Вачалам Вангум Лангайати Гарим Якрипата Махамбаде Шри Гурандина Тарана. These are Narada Muni's instructions to Srila Vyasadeva.
Это наставление Нарада Муни Шри Вьясадеве.
Offering very convincing arguments why it is necessary to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Который приводит очень убедительные аргументы, почему необходимо составить Шримад Бхагаватам.
Specifically, he makes the distinction between literatures or those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord.
И в особенности он проводит различия между теми произведениями, которые не описывают славу Господа.
He compares them to be like places of pilgrimage for the crows.
Сравнивая их с местом паломничества для ворон.
Saintly persons are not interested in such literatures.
Святые личности не интересуются подобной литературой.
Just as you will not find swans digging through the rubbish pile.
Подобно тому, как вы не найдете лебедя, который роется в свалке мусора.
That is not the regular setting for the swan.
То есть это не является обычным занятием для лебедей.
The swan is found in very natural settings.
Лебедя можно найти в естественной обстановке.
Where there are transparent reservoirs of water nicely decorated with lotus flowers.
Там, где есть водоемы с прозрачной водой, украшенные прекрасными лотосами.
And will not be found in such places where the crows are accustomed to visit.
И лебедя не найти там, где обычно собираются вороны.
The crows always go to those places which are filthy and dirty.
Вороны всегда направляются в грязные, замусоренные места.
Just like just the day that we left India for coming here to the Soviet Union. Our vehicle had broken down on the side of the road.
Автомобиль сломался по дороге.
And we noticed right near the vehicle that there were many, many crows feasting on a carcass. They were right next to where the vehicle had broken on a carcass, the dead corpse. Animal.
И, как раз неподалеку, то есть увидели, что там вороны пируют на каком-то падшем животном, мертвом животном.
And up in the sky, was filled with all the many other crows circling about.
И все небо было заполнено другими воронами, которые кружили вокруг,
смотрели. Waiting for an opportunity is also to participate.
Ожидается возможность принять участие в этом пире.
Also, there was a dog feasting as well.
И дальше там пировала собака.
And the place was very degraded.
И место было очень ужасное.
So this is what crows are accustomed to.
И это то, чем обычно занимаются вороны.
This is the environment that they naturally look for.
Это обстановка, к которой они естественно стремятся.
Dead things. Just like the comparison is given here that such literatures which discuss mundane subject matters.
Как здесь приводится сравнение, что литература, касающаяся мирских тем.
Or talks that are related to the gross material body. They are like decorations for a dead body. What is the value of decorating a dead body?
Какой смысл украшать мертвеца?
The body is finished.
Тело уже пришел конец.
And will be turned to either ashes, dust, or the stool of an animal.
И оно превратится в пепел, прах или испражнение животных.
So to decorate the body has no real significance whatsoever.
И поэтому украшать тело нет никакого смысла.
And just like one time, I remember seeing a devotee had showed me this clipping in a paper, a news clipping in a paper. Clipping, an article. And there was a photograph of some famous underground gangster.
И там была фотография одного известного гангстера, который, ну, метро, может быть.
Who had been killed in the city of Chicago.
Которого убили в Чикаго.
So all his gangster friends.
И все друзья гангстера.
They put him in a coffin which was the shape of a Cadillac.
Они положили его в гроб, да? Катафалк, да?
And he had a fancy suit on. And in his hand they placed $1,000 bills. And in this way they were preparing to bury the body. Because they were thinking that he should go out, he should leave in the way that he would like to leave.
Потому что они думали, что он должен уйти из этого мира так, как ему, тем способом, как ему нравилось.
So these are all decorations for a dead body.
Но это все украшения мертвого тела.
And there's actually no value whatsoever in decorating the body.
И в этом на самом деле нет никакого смысла.
So similarly, the example which is used here of crow-like literatures.
И подобно этому пример, который используется здесь литературы, которая привлекает ворон.
They are all compared to these decorations for a dead body. People who are only interested in the activities of the material world. In other words, the subject matter which is only related to the material body. They take their pleasure in reading mundane news.
Они получают наслаждение, читая мирские новости.
Or reading stories about fictional stories about people that never even existed.
Или вымышленные истории о людях, которые даже никогда не существовали.
Because they want to, they very much relate with these fictional characters.
Потому что они очень
relate. They identify themselves with.
Ну потому что они, так сказать, отождествляют себя с этими вымышленными героями.
And therefore they want to experience the different emotions.
И поэтому они хотят ощутить, ну, пережить различные эмоции.
Such as the emotion of mundane love.
Такие как мирскую любовь.
Or fear.
Или страх.
For instance, quite popular, people read books about mysteries. And they like to read books about murders. Because it's very much the mind becomes absorbed in a fantasy world. And this way people can waste their valuable time.
И таким образом люди могут растратить свою ценную жизнь.
Absorbing themselves in subject matters which bear no relevance whatsoever to their lives.
Заняв своим мыслями, которые вообще не имеют совершенно никакого отношения к их реальной жизни.
It is simply an adjustment of some emotions.
Это просто
of emotions, feelings.
Ну, это просто, ну, какой-то для того, чтобы испытывать какие-то эмоции.
As they enter into the different characters of the plot.
И они, отождествляют себя с различными героями.
So not only are there fictional stories in the market which are meant to attract the minds of such persons, but it is even described that those books that are filled with so much mundane trivia,
но также описывается, что книги, которые наполнены мирскими
trivia. Trivia? Trivia means idle subject matter, useless. Meaningless subject matter. A lot of people find it to be very meaningful. That it's very important to keep abreast of all the latest news. To hear about what is going on around the world. To hear about different societies of people. And how they are struggling for survival. And although this may be very edifying for the intellect, I'm using a lot of words today, you don't know. No, edifying means educational.
И хотя это может быть очень, ну, так сказать, занимательно, поучительно для разума.
It still does not solve the problems of life.
Тем не менее, это все же не решает проблем жизни.
Because although they may be well aware of all the different problems that are going on throughout the world.
Потому что хотя люди могут быть хорошо знакомы с проблемами, которые существуют во всем мире.
And all the collective efforts that are being made to overcome these problems.
И все усилия людей, ну, и, так сказать, коллективные усилия людей, которые пытаются преодолеть эти проблемы.
The problem is that the problems are all temporary adjustments.
Ну, проблема в том, что это все является временным приспосабливанием.
Just like the temporary adjustments of emotions that one has in a fictitious book.
Подобно, ну, этому временному переживанию эмоций в этих вымышленных книгах.
In the same way, people hear about advances in science and technology.
Подобным образом люди размышляют о продвижении, о прогрессе науки и технологии.
And then they hold great hopes for the future.
И у них имеют очень большие надежды на будущее.
They think, oh yes, now when they hear about all this advancement, that they're feeling that, yes, now there's some hope for us now. So there's some temporary feeling of relief. That now maybe we have something better to live for or to look towards. In so many ways, people are these different types of literatures. Are created to as well to instill hope within the minds of the people. That we are solving politically, scientifically, sociologically all the problems that you're confronting.
Что мы научно, социально и политически разрешим все проблемы, с которыми мы сталкиваемся.
Therefore, people are also attracted to reading such literature.
И поэтому люди стремятся получить эту литературу.
Because they feel that it gives them hope.
Потому что они чувствуют, как она дает им надежду.
The difficulty is that these also are not the solutions to the problems of life.
Но трудность в том, что они также не являются решением проблем жизни.
And however hopeful they may feel, they will still be forced to confront the same problems that everyone else is confronting, which is birth, death, disease, and old age. The problems of material existence will continue.
Проблемы материального существования будут продолжаться.
And all these proposals for solutions to the problems of life.
И все эти предложения о решении проблем жизни
will simply become faint memories of the past.
Просто останутся бесполезными воспоминаниями прошлого.
As time continues to adjust everything in its usual way,
время все действует на все о своем обычном, как оно обычно действует.
By destroying all of these efforts,
разрушая, уничтожая все эти усилия,
for finding permanent happiness within this world.
Поисков постоянного счастья в материальном мире.
It's just like in the Bhagavatam, there's that verse, Ayur Harati Vai Pungsam Ujan Ashtan Chayarasa. That both rising and by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone.
Как Бхагаватам есть стих, что с каждым восходом и заходом солнца уменьшается продолжительность жизни каждого.
Except for one who utilizes the time.
Кроме тех, кто использует свое время.
For discussing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Для обсуждения славы Верховной Личности Бога.
In other words, time is taking everything away.
Другими словами, время забирает прочь все.
And all these mundane political adjustments.
И все эти мирские политические изменения, попытки изменить что-то.
Will not be able to solve the problems of life.
Не смогут решить проблемы жизни.
Yet we see how mad people are after reading such literatures.
Мы видим, как люди сходят с ума, желая прочитать такую литературу.
People are so eager for reading the newspapers.
Люди так стремятся прочитать газеты.
So much money is spent on printing of newspapers.
И так много денег тратится на печатание газет.
In America, there is not a home that does not receive a newspaper at its doorstep every morning.
В Америке нет такого дома, который не получал бы, по крайней мере, одну газету каждое утро.
And on every street corner, there is a machine for purchasing a newspaper.
И на каждом перекрестке стоит автомат для продажи газет.
And when you're standing on the subway or riding on a bus, everybody is sitting and reading the newspaper.
И когда вы едете в метро или в автобусе, все сидят и читают газеты.
During their lunch break, they're sitting and eating their meal and reading a newspaper.
Во время обеда все сидят и во время еды также читают газеты.
Every day there's more news.
Каждый день больше новостей.
Every day something is happening.
Каждый день что-то происходит.
But what solutions have they derived from reading the newspaper?
Но какое решение они могут найти, читая эти газеты?
Therefore, these are compared to be like places of pilgrimages for crows.
И поэтому это сравнивается с местом паломничества ворон.
People who are solely interested in mundane subject matters.
Люди, которые интересуются лишь мирскими темами.
They'll simply take pleasure in such literatures.
Они просто получают наслаждение от такой литературы.
Just like this, that story Srila Prabhupada tells about newspapers.
Ну, как Шрила Прабхупада рассказывал эту историю о газетах.
He tells a story about miners, people who are mining in a coal mine.
То есть он рассказывал историю о шахтерах.
He said that in one town there were these coal miners. And one day the local priest, he came to speak to the coal miners. And he was revealing them some teachings from the Bible. And was telling them about the teachings of Jesus Christ. So the miners, they said, well, who is Jesus Christ? We've never heard of this person. So the priest said, you don't know anything about the teachings of Christ? And they said, no, we're not interested about any of these things. So then the priest told the miners, but if you don't follow his teachings, then you will have to go to hell. So the miners said, well, what's hell? We don't know anything about hell. So the priest said, well, hell is a very dark place. And in hell it is very cold and damp. There's no life anywhere around. Nothing grows. And it's very depressing. So the miners looked around and said, well, we're in, this is hell. So what difference does it make to us? We're already in hell. So then the priest said to the miners, well, in hell there are no newspapers. And then the miners said, oh no, how horrible. You mean there are no newspapers? We never want to go to this hell. So Prabhupada told this little story. Just simply to show how attached people are to reading newspapers. If they had to live without newspapers, it would be terrible. So, just the opposite of such literatures is described here as the transcendental literatures. Such literatures are filled with topics of the Supreme Lord. Which alone can provide the solutions to the problems of life. Materially attached man cannot understand how by hearing the topics of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can actually create the solution to the problems of life. Such topics cleanse the heart and awaken one to their eternal spiritual nature. The persons within materialistic life are in forgetfulness of God. And they have to accept repeated births and deaths within the material world due to this forgetfulness of Krishna. And all these mundane literatures, although they are very satisfying to the mind and intellect, and do nothing whatsoever to create the remembrance of our eternal relationship with God. They only increase one's forgetfulness of Krishna. They only give one false feelings of hope that we can find solutions without Krishna. Now, who needs Krishna when we have scientists? We'll worship them. They'll give us the solution to the problems of life. Who needs God when we have opportunities for wealth? And therefore, when wealth increases, one becomes intoxicated with his wealth and thinks he no longer has any need for God. Just like oftentimes I think of the example in where our temple is in Boston. I think of the example of the place where our temple is in Boston. That it is a very old colonial city. It was built a very long time ago. But there was not much affluence at all at the time. Wealth, prosperity. Yet, the most beautiful buildings were the churches.
Но, тем не менее, самыми прекрасными зданиями были церкви.
There was, on every corner, practically of every street, there were beautiful churches built.
Практически на каждом перекрестке стояли прекрасные церкви.
With very lavish and decorative designs. And one could easily see how so much labor was put into building these churches. Although there was not much affluence, still so much attention was put into constructing. These places for worship of God. However, as prosperity increased, by performance of religious practices, because when one engages in dharma, then there is artha.
Потому что если человек занимается дхармой, то тогда приходит артха.
Which means that by worshipping God, then one can get economic development.
Что значит поклоняясь Богу, человек достигает экономического развития.
And the next step is karma or sense gratification.
И затем следующим шагом является карма или чувственное удовлетворение.
So because they came together in their churches and worshipped God.
И поскольку они собирались вместе в этих церквях и поклонялись Богу.
And then the economic development ensued. But now they have become now that there is so-called material prosperity. They've forgotten all about God. Now they do not know what to do with all of these churches. Nobody goes there for worship. They're converting them into theaters.
Они превращают их в театры.
Or building apartments.
Или жилые дома.
They're renting out the rooms.
Они снимают комнаты.
For people to use for gambling.
Для того, чтобы люди играли там в азартные игры.
And to watch movies.
Смотрели видео.
Although these buildings were built specifically around worship of God.
И хотя эти здания были специально построены для поклонения Богу.
Hardly anyone even knows that they're there anymore.
Едва ли кто-либо знает.
Hardly anyone even knows that they're there for that purpose anymore.
Едва ли кто-то знает, что они используются для этой цели больше. Сейчас.
This is the result of when one becomes wealthy.
Это происходит в результате того, что человек становится богатым.
He thinks that we don't need God now.
И он полагает, что теперь мне не нужен Бог.
So, that is the nature of this world.
Такова природа этого мира.
Is that it increases that forgetfulness of God.
Что он увеличивает наше забвение Бога.
And therefore, the important subject matter is that matter is a subject which will increase our remembrance of Krishna. Just like a person who suffers from amnesia, we may forget everyone, all of his associates and friends. But efforts are made by those who will care for him.
Но если те, кто заботится о нем, делают усилия,
to restore his memory,
чтобы восстановить его память,
by bringing his most intimate friends before him,
приведя к нему его самых близких друзей,
and reminding them of their identity,
и пытаясь напомнить ему о них,
and the relationship that he has with all of them,
те взаимоотношения, которые он имел с ними,
with the hope that gradually his memory will be restored.
То есть надежда, что постепенно его память восстановится.
And will reciprocate his relationships with his family and friends.
И он признает свою связь с семьей и друзьями.
In the same way, we are within this material world.
И подобно этому мы находимся здесь в материальном мире.
And we have surrounded ourselves by all these temporary attachments. of family, friends, and materialistic society. And we surround ourselves with those things which constantly remind us of our bodily identity. And the relationships that we have within this world will simply help to reinforce that false identity. In dealings between friends and family, there is only an increase of the bodily identification of life. As one feels obliged to fulfill the desires of family and friends. He obliges himself to reinforce that false identification with this material world. One must learn to revert these obligations. Reverse the obligations to family and friends once again back to the Lord. And therefore it is necessary to constantly hear about Krishna in order to restore that memory which is already there. We have simply forgotten Krishna and our relationship with Him. And now we must constantly remind ourselves by regularly hearing the topics of the Lord. It enables us to remember that we are servants of Krishna. It enables us to remember that this material world is temporary. And the real relationship that we are all looking for is found with Krishna. When we hear how Krishna intimately deals with his devotees, like we were describing the other day in the relationship of Lord Krishna and Mother Jasoda, when we hear such descriptions, it increases our affection for Krishna. And in proportion to our attraction, and in proportion to the degree of attraction that we feel towards Krishna, we lose our attraction for this temporary material world. As Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Antakali chamami vasmaran mukva kalivaram, that whoever at the time of death remembers me alone, he at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt.
Krishna говорит в Бхагавад Гите, что тот, кто помнит меня одного в момент смерти, достигнет моей природы без сомнения.
In other words, Krishna says, if you remember me, then you will come to me.
Другими словами, Кришна говорит, что если ты помнишь меня, то ты придешь ко мне.
Therefore, manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskaru. You should always think of me, worship me, offer your obeisances to me.
И поэтому ты должен всегда помнить обо мне, думать обо мне, предлагать мне свои поклоны.
In so many ways, Krishna's ultimate instructions in the Bhagavad Gita
различными путями наставления Кришны в Бхагавад Гите
are centered around the necessity to mold our lives in such a way that we'll never forget Him.
Говорят о необходимости изменить свою жизнь таким образом, чтобы мы никогда не забывали о нем.
Тасмат савешу калешу маману смара юджача. Therefore, Arjuna, you should carry out your prescribed duties of fighting, at the same time you should always think of me.
И он говорит, поэтому Арджуна, ты должен исполнять предписанные обязанности и сражаться, но в то же самое время никогда не забывать обо мне.
With your activities dedicated to me,
посвятив свою деятельность мне,
and your mind and intelligence fixed upon me,
и зафиксировав свой ум и разум на мне,
you will come to me, of this there is no doubt. Our lives must be molded in such a way that we are always remembering Krishna. And we see how easy it is to forget. Every day we must continue to hear. Because the nature of this material world is that it is perfectly designed to help us forget. The material world was designed according to, was fashioned according to our own desires. We wanted to forget Krishna. And now Krishna has provided the place where we can forget him. That forgetfulness has been existing since time immemorial. But it can be immediately, our original consciousness can be immediately awakened. Simply by giving submissive oral reception to the topics of the Lord. Although since time immemorial we've been forgetting Krishna. Even 1/11th of a moment. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sava sastrikoi. Lava machu sadhu sangha, sava siddhihoi. This verse explains that even 1/11th of a moment in the association of a devotee. If he hears about Krishna, then his whole course in life can change. Having once heard about Krishna, it creates within the heart the natural desire. To increase our love and attachment to him. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sajikabunoi. Shavanadi sudha chitte kori udoi. That pure love for Krishna is already there within the heart of every living being. And does not come from any other source. When a living entity hears about Krishna, then he naturally awakens to his eternal identity. Just one part of a moment's hearing can create that change in our lives. And having once heard, then we must continue to hear. That is the nature of transcendental literature. The more we read, the more it increases our desire to hear more about Krishna. It is not the dry, it's not like the dry literatures of the material world. When having read one novel, it's put back on the shelf, never to be opened again. One thinks, yes, it was nice, but now I already know the plot. And I know who killed her. The fun is over. It will never be opened again. And it'll probably just go into circulation into another bookshelf. It'll probably just go back into circulation onto another bookshelf and a bookstore for somebody else to buy it. But transcendental literature is not like that. When one hears about Krishna, he wants to hear more. He never feels satiated. She's giving you the word. One only simply wants to read more and more. Therefore, these books are of a quite different nature. Srila Prabhupada even said that these books are our deities. We can worship them just like deities because they are non-different from Krishna. Just as Krishna is ever fresh youth, and his pastimes are ever fresh, in the same way these books are also ever fresh and are non-different from him. When we read Krishna's instructions to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, now I must go back and read it again. And every time he reads it, because he's advancing in Krishna consciousness, it has new meaning. Because he is advancing in Krishna consciousness, it has new meaning. He can go back and read Bhagavad Gita again and again and again. And it will always be fresh. That is the nature of transcendental literature. We should never think that, oh, I've read Bhagavad Gita. And now there's so many other books that I have to read. I don't have to read Bhagavad Gita anymore. We should read Bhagavad Gita every day. Also Srimad Bhagavatam. And these pastimes of the Lord are also attractive. And they also create that remembrance of Krishna. So these books are like places of pilgrimage for the swans. They are only for persons who have some attraction for the spiritual realm. But the most wonderful thing about these books is that even if somebody doesn't have any attraction, if they get 1/11th of a moment's association with Srila Prabhupada, that attraction can be awakened. That is the great beauty of these books. That is the great beauty of these books. Although they are made for swan-like persons, by associating with these books, even the most ugliest crows can become swans. That is the benefit of such association. Therefore, a devotee feels the inspiration. He knows how his life has been changed by reading these books. And because he sees how wonderful it is to increase his attraction to Krishna. And how happy he becomes when he knows that Krishna is there. And he has shelter in Krishna. Having gained this experience of Krishna consciousness, a devotee realizes that he must go out and give it to others. Now that he has become fortunate, he realizes that how he must go out and make others fortunate. Just as one day he could easily remember that he had no attraction for such literatures, but by having read these literatures, now his attraction to Krishna has increased. So he also knows that many others are in the same situation that he was in, maybe only 1, 2, 3 years ago. They are lined up at the newsstands waiting for their newspapers. They're going into the bookstores looking for some other mundane literatures. But he knows that we have to give them Krishna. Therefore he goes out and distributes. He tries to induce others simply to read about Krishna. And in this way we'll see that the more people who read the pastimes of the Lord, the more that this place of pilgrimage for crows will become more like a natural setting for swans. The more that this place of pilgrimage for crows will become more like a natural setting for swans. We simply have to increase Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. Literatures which are not recommended for Vaishnavas.
Но есть много, так сказать, различной ведической литературы, которую не рекомендуется читать Вайшнавам.
That's why Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Именно поэтому Кришна говорит Арджуне в Бхагавад Гите.
Ям имам пушпатам вачам прабаванчья вапасчата веда вада рата апарта надьян астани вадана. He said, men of small knowledge are very much attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas.
Люди с небольшими познаниями очень привлекаются цветистым языком Вед.
Which recommend various sacrifices.
Которые рекомендуют различные жертвоприношения.
For resultant good birth, power and so forth.
Приводящие к хорошему рождению, власти и так далее.
Being attached to sense gratification and opulent life.
Привязанные к чувственному удовлетворению и богатой жизни.
They think that there is nothing more than this.
Они думают, что нет еще большего.
So Krishna says these people are less intelligent.
Krishna говорит, что эти люди малоразумны.
They're attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas, which describe various types of sacrifices for fruitive gain.
Он говорит, что они привязаны к различным ведам, которые описывают различные жертвоприношения для достижения кармических результатов.
There are many Vedic literatures which describe such sacrifices. And therefore devotees are not interested in such script literatures. In fact, Srila Vyasadeva, as the chapter that we're reading about, he was feeling his despondency because he had compiled so many Vedic literatures.
Он чувствовал неудовлетворенность, поскольку он составил так много ведической литературы.
And Narada Muni chastised him by saying that actually the people in this age of Kali Yuga.
И Нарада Муни ругал его, говоря, что люди в этом веке Кали Юги.
Will take all the different descriptions that you have given in these different sections of the Vedas.
Воспользуются различными описаниями, которые ты дал в различных разделах Вед.
And will accept them as the ultimate goal of life. Therefore, the types of Vedic literatures that the devotees are interested in, reading.
И поэтому та ведическая литература, которую хотят читать преданные.
Only those literatures which are directly related to Krishna.
Относятся
In the other sections of the Vedas, they recommend various types of sacrifices for gradual elevation. But the nature of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastimes of the Lord, which are enunciated by the pure devotees of the Lord, spoken, that they have the power to bring one immediately to the platform of devotional service. Therefore, in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very second verse to the first chapter, the verse is stated, Dharmak Pojita Kaitavotra Paramo Nimatsaranam Satam. That completely rejecting all religious activities.
говорится, что полностью отвергая силу религиозной деятельности,
which are materially motivated.
Которые имеют материальные мотивы.
This Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth.
Это Бхагавата Пурана провозглашает высшую истину.
Which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart.
Которая доступна для понимания тех преданных, которые совершенно чисты в своем сердце.
The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion.
Высшая истина – это реальность, отличная от иллюзии.
For the welfare of all.
Для блага всех.
Such truth uproots the threefold miseries.
Эта истина искореняет тройственные страдания.
This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva.
Это прекрасное Бхагаватам, составленное великим мудрецом Ясадевой.
Is sufficient in itself for God realization.
Самодостаточно для осознания Бога.
What is the need of any other scripture?
И какова же нужда в других писаниях?
As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam.
Как только человек начинает внимательно и смиренно слушать послание Бхагавата.
By this culture of knowledge.
Благодаря этой культуре,
The Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Therefore, in the next verse also it is stated that, O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of its Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. In other words, what is being stated here is because Sukadeva Goswami was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Другими словами, здесь говорится то, что Шукадева Госвами, который повторял Шримад Бхагаватам,
he made it all the more relishable.
Сделал его еще более приятным.
Because in his mature realization of Krishna,
из-за своего, зрелого понимания Кришны,
he was able to speak Bhagavatam in such a way
Он смог говорить Бхагаватам таким образом,
that every topic was directly related to the pastimes of the Lord.
Что все темы были непосредственно связаны с играми Господа.
And these topics in of themselves are sufficient to cleanse the heart.
И эти темы сами по себе достаточно для очищения сердца.
And to bring one to the platform of devotional service.
И для того, чтобы привести человека на уровень преданного служения.
In fact, in Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami,
на самом деле, в наставлении Господа Чайтаньи Санатаны Госвами,
he cautions that one should not be very interested in reading many books.
Он предостерегает его, что человек, что не следует быть заинтересованным в чтении множества книг.
Simply to become a so-called learned scholar.
Просто для того, чтобы стать так называемым знающим ученым.
There are very many relevant instructions in this point in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
И в этой связи в Чайтанья Чаритамрите здесь также много уместных наставлений.
Therefore, factually we find
потому что, фактически мы можем увидеть
that the books that were given to us by Srila Prabhupada
то книги, которые дал нам Шрила Прабхупада,
were sufficient to completely give us everything required for full God realization.
Достаточно, чтобы дать нам все необходимое для полного осознания Бога.
We don't have to look for anything else.
Мы не должны искать что-то еще.
Because Srila Prabhupada is also a pure devotee of the Lord, self-realized soul.
Потому что Шрила Прабхупада также чистый преданный Господа, самореализованная душа.
Therefore, he is also making it all the more relishable for us. By his purports.
И поэтому он делает это еще более приятным для нас своими комментариями.
So that we can enter into the mysteries of the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
Чтобы мы могли постичь тайну Шримад Бхагаватам, Бхагавад Гиты.
And gain that natural relish for such topics.
И обрести свой естественный вкус к подобным темам.
Just as Shukadeva Goswami has recited the Bhagavatam.
Подобно тому, как Шукадева Госвами процитировал Бхагавату.
And has made it all the more sweeter by his recitation.
И сделал его еще более сладким, благодаря тому, что он пересказал его.
Just as the word Shuka means parrot, and a parrot, when biting into a fruit, makes the fruit more sweeter.
То есть Шука означает попугай, и попугай, кусая какой-то плод, делает его еще более сладким.
In the same way, Srila Prabhupada has given us these, the cream of Vedic literature. This is the essence of all Vedic wisdom.
Это суть всей ведической мудрости.
Nothing else is here except pure devotional service.
Здесь нет ничего, кроме чистого преданного служения.
And he's made it all the more relishable and sweeter.
И он сделал это еще более приятным и сладким.
By his full realizations in Krishna consciousness.
Благодаря своей полной реализации сознания Кришны.
So if we hear such scriptures,
и если мы слушаем подобные писания,
from the mouth of such saintly persons, then everything necessary for full God realization is available. What need is there of any other scripture? As stated here in this verse, it is sufficient in itself. What was the second part of your question? The point still stands about confidential literatures. We should not be so interested in reading confidential literatures.
Мы не должны слишком стремиться читать какие-то сокровенные произведения.
Without commentary of the Vaishnava Acharyas.
Без комментариев вайшнавских ачарьев.
If there is no commentary by Vaishnava Acharyas, then it will be very difficult for us to understand.
Если там нет комментариев вайшнавских ачарьев, то тогда нам будет очень трудно понять.
Therefore, all the literatures that we study have these commentaries.
И поэтому все произведения, которые мы изучаем, имеют такие комментарии.
It is very difficult to understand the writings of the six Goswamis.
Очень трудно понять книги, составленные шестью Госвами.
Although it may be very attractive to read such intimate confidential pastimes,
и хотя может показаться очень привлекательным чтение таких сокровенных игр,
they can be easily misunderstood.
Их можно легко понять неправильно.
Without having the proper commentary by the Vaishnava Acharyas.
Не имея правильных комментариев Вайшнавского Ачарьи.
So we should not be interested in reading any scripture without commentary.
И поэтому мы не должны стремиться читать никаких книг без комментариев.
By the Vaishnava Acharyas.
Написанных Вайшнавскими Ачарьями.
Śrīla Prabhupāda himself would not even speak on the Bhagavatam. He would not even speak on the Bhagavatam without commentaries by the Vaishnava. He didn't even give his purports without first checking all the commentaries of the Vaishnava Acharyas.
Сам Шрила Прабхупада, он даже не говорил никогда и не писал комментариев к Бхагаватам, не основываясь и прочитав вначале комментарии Вайшнавских Ачарьев.
Just like we were talking about when we were here on Prabhupada's disappearance day.
Как об этом уже говорилось здесь в день ухода Прабхупады.
We talked how Srila Prabhupada was writing Bhagavatam every day. As he was dictating it into the dictating machine. And he would always have the commentaries open from the Vaishnava Acharyas in front of him. And he would take from this commentary and this commentary and that commentary and he would put that all together into his purport.
И он брал из этого комментария, из того и так далее, и все это помещал вместе.
He never thought he was superior to the commentaries already given by the previous acharyas.
Он никогда не считал, что он выше тех комментариев, которые даны предыдущими
acharyas. In fact, that was the very reason why Lord Chaitanya had rejected Vallabhavatta.
На самом деле, это была причина, по которой Господь Чайтанья отверг Валлабхабхатту.
Валлабхабхатта said, what is the value of this commentary by Śrīdhara Swami of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam? He thought his commentary was better and he wanted Lord Chaitanya to read it.
Валлабхабхатта сказал, что какова ценность этого комментария Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, написанного Śrīdhara Swami. Он считал, что его комментарий лучше и хотел, чтобы Господь Чайтанья прочитал его.
Lord Chaitanya was not interested in hearing his commentary.
Но Господь Чайтанья даже вообще не хотел слушать его.
Because he was not accepting the commentary by the previous acharya, Śrīla Śrīdhara Swami.
Потому что тот не принимал комментарий предыдущего acharya Śrīdhara Swami.
Called him a prostitute. Called him a prostitute. Vallabhavatta. Lord Chaitanya called him a prostitute.
И Господь Чайтанья назвал его проституткой.
So, it was that reason in itself. That although Vallabhabhata actually did come to realize the grievous mistake he had made, he was still attached to his own commentary on the Bhagavata. And therefore, he formed his own disciplic succession. And became the leader of the Vallabha Sampradaya. He broke away because he did not accept the chastisement from Lord Chaitanya. So we always have to accept the commentaries of the previous acharyas in disciplic succession. And we should never think that we can understand such confidential literatures without such commentaries. As far as blasting the Vedic literatures is concerned, it simply means to minimize the importance of the Vedic literatures. When we speak of the Vedic literatures, of course, we know that the Vedics include many subject matters. And it is not that if a devotee rejects certain Vedic literatures, that is considered to be blasphemy. The devotee simply is interested in accepting the essence of all Vedic wisdom. And if one has access to the essence of all Vedic wisdom, then everything else is included. So one should never minimize the Vedic literatures and think that they are not sufficient, they are insufficient for bringing us to God realization. Therefore one does not criticize. He knows that the Vedic wisdom is very diverse. There are many diversities in the teachings of the Vedas, such as Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda. A diversity means that there are different subject matters. But he is only interested in the essence. Other questions?
He's asking why sometimes, chanting mantra, reading books and so on, servant, you feel some pleasure, but sometimes how can you feel pleasure always?
In the beginning stages of devotional service, sometimes our Krishna consciousness is awakened and sometimes it is not. Sometimes Krishna reveals a little bit to encourage us in devotional service. And sometimes we feel no encouragement whatsoever. And that is because we're still acting on the platform of mixed devotional service. And there are still so many impurities in the heart which are preventing us from actually relishing Krishna consciousness. As long as we are still diseased, we cannot relish Krishna consciousness. Just as the person who has jaundice can't relish the taste of sugar. They can't relish it because that's the nature of his disease.
Он не может насладиться им, поскольку такова природа его болезни.
In the same way, because the nature of our disease is forgetfulness of Krishna.
И подобным образом, поскольку природа нашей болезни состоит Because
the hard knot, the fruit of attachment, is still there in the heart. We cannot experience the natural relish in Krishna Katha. We only sometimes can get a faint glimpse. So the point is simply that we must understand that it is due to our own impurities. That our hair is not standing on end simply by the recitation of Krishna's name. And that we are not feeling constant ecstasy in remembrance of Him. However, the only hope to come to that platform is by continuing to associate with Krishna, even when there is no taste. That's the test that everyone faces. It's easy to practice Krishna consciousness when it's always joyful. But what about when it's not? It may not be so easy. But that is how we'll become purified. That we'll take shelter in the process anyways, even though there is no taste.
Когда мы принимаем прибежище в этом процессе, в любом случае, даже если мы не чувствуем вкуса.
And gradually, as the purification becomes increases,
и постепенно, когда мы очищаемся все больше,
the taste will become more frequently manifest.
Этот вкус будет проявляться у нас все чаще.
We simply must be patient.
Мы просто должны набраться терпения.
He said that Prabhupada recommended to read books not only with his commentaries but his commentaries of other Vaishnava acharyas and other plans to do Russian.
The books with other commentaries? What, like Brahma Samhita or something like that?
Какие книги имеются в виду? Такие типа Брахма Самхита, что ли, да?
Брахма Самхита was also Prabhupada. Huh? I don't. They haven't even been translated into English yet, but to speak of Russian. Certain books that he wanted translated by his disciples.
Но Прабхупада указал некоторые книги, которые он хотел, чтобы его ученики перевели.
And these specific books did have were either Vaishnava commentaries or had Vaishnava commentaries to them. They were either Vaishnava commentaries themselves or they were scriptures that had Vaishnava commentaries to them.
То есть это либо, ну так сказать, непосредственно комментарии Вайшнав, либо книги, которые имеют комментарии Вайшнав.
And there have some devotees have already started to work on these books, have started a long time ago to work on these books.
И некоторые преданные уже начали, ну, давно переводить эти книги, работать над ними.
Just last year, Satsrup Maharaj translated the book called Mukunda Mala Stotra, which are the prayers of King Kulashekar, because Prabhupada said it should be translated.
В прошлом году Satsrup Maharaj перевел
Mukunda Mala Stotra.
Mala Stotra, то есть это молитва царя Кулашекхары, поскольку Прабхупада хотел, чтобы эта книга была переведена.
And there are other books of this nature which are being translated now.
Есть другие подобные книги, которые сейчас переводятся.
First and foremost was to get the Bhagavatam completed, which has been done for many years now, and then to find the qualified devotees to work on these other literatures. For instance, Sri Dayananda Maharaj is presently translating the Mahabharata.
Например, Хридаянанда Махарадж сейчас переводит Махабхарата.
Right, because so many devotees are going out and reading the bogus versions.
Потому что многие преданные читают неавторитетные версии.
Which were written by Mayavadis.
Которые были написаны Майявади.
And have so many mistakes throughout those translations.
И которые в своих переводах допустили множество ошибок.
The devotee shouldn't be reading these bogus versions of Mahabharata, but they've been reading them anyways.
Преданные не должны были бы читать такие переводы, неавторитетные переводы Махабхараты.
Because they're filled with impersonalistic slurs, impersonalistic what's the word? Interpretations.
Потому что такие переводы наполнены персональными интерпретациями.
And therefore, he's translating the Mahabharata with Vaishnava commentary.
И поэтому он переводит Махабхарату с вайшнавским комментарием.
So there are things that are being done. Are being translated into English. But whether they get translated into Russian is not for me to say.
Follow our schedule, usual schedule, and slowly. Isn't it some attachment? Thinking that I should make such
endeavors? What do you mean? In other words, to forget the regulations and just endeavor? Is that what?
Try something.
Huh?
Try hard.
То есть преданные немного жертвуют таким порядочным преданным служением.
He maybe sacrifice some strict schedule.
Increased endeavor.
Yeah.
Yes. That's certainly a devotee may feel a particular urge to increase his efforts.
Несомненно, что преданный может чувствовать определенное побуждение делать больше.
And he should always be very anxious that he's not wasting any time.
И он всегда должен беспокоиться о том, чтобы не тратить впустую свое время.
Prabhupada would always give the example that any amount of a moment lost can never be purchased back for millions of dollars.
Прабхупада всегда приводил пример, что любая потерянная напрасная минута ее невозможно вернуть за все богатство мира.
And therefore, a devotee knows that any moment could be his last.
И поэтому преданный знает, что каждое мгновение может быть последним.
And he doesn't want to be wasting it and not engaged in Krishna's service.
И он не хочет тратить его напрасно, не используя служение Кришне.
Before one tries to increase his efforts,
прежде чем человек пытается сделать больше усилия, совершить больше усилий.
Beyond the standard duties of Krishna consciousness, standard sadhana practices.
Сверх своей обычной, но сверхобычной практики, sadhana practice.
The first thing he should do is to make sure that he's not wasting any time.
То есть первое, в чем он должен убедиться, это то, что он не тратит понапрасну.
Because sometimes it is found that the devotees are wasting so much time.
Потому что иногда можно видеть, что преданные тратят напрасно так много времени.
And if they take care of that first,
если бы сперва он об этом позаботился,
they'll find that they have much more time for doing their service and the things that they're responsible for.
то он бы увидел, что у него есть гораздо больше времени для того, чтобы заниматься тем, за что он несет ответственность.
And automatically things increase.
И автоматически тогда все, ну, там, возросло бы.
So that's the first problem to tackle.
То есть, и это именно первая проблема, о которой надо позаботиться.
Is to make sure that one is not wasting any a moment of time.
Убедиться, что, ну, не тратим бы напрасно.
Then, when his schedule is so tight, and his confidence is increased that now I'm not as much as possible, I'm not wasting any time. Then, he can also increase his efforts.
Yeah.
And maybe make some sacrifices in some areas. But he should always be very careful that he doesn't sacrifice his Krishna consciousness. Because if he sacrifices his Krishna consciousness, in the name of his increased effort, he could forget who he's doing it for. And it will be finished, and he will be finished. So we have these basic practices of sadhana. And we should be very careful that we don't minimize them. Chanting 16 rounds. Regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. These can be done with a minimal amount of time spent. And there's still so much time for our service. However, sometimes we do make organized arrangements. We do make an organized arrangement. Sometimes, throughout the year, we make an organized arrangement. Such as a marathon. The marathon is just a span of time where we dedicate to streamlining everything.
Марафон это просто какое-то время, которое мы посвящаем.
Streamline. Refine. Refine? Minimize. Refine means to take the essence and to reject everything else. To refine our daily schedule.
Ну, то есть марафон это то время, когда мы, ну, свое ежедневное, так сказать, распорядок дня избавляем от всяких, ну, посторонних вещей.
In order to maximize book distribution.
Для того, чтобы, ну, делать, ну, увеличить, да, максимально увеличить распространение книг.
And to have certain periods of time within the year when we do something like that.
И в определенные периоды, ну, в течение года мы делаем подобные вещи.
It's certainly not wrong.
И, несомненно, это, ну, это не является чем-то неправильным.
It increases everything, everybody's awareness of book distribution.
Это увеличивает
awareness. Awareness of the importance of book distribution. And because of that maximized effort, more devotees become involved. So something like this, an organized arrangement, is good to have.
Мероприятия вроде этого неплохо иметь.
But we should be careful not to be impulsive and whimsical.
Но мы должны быть осторожны, чтобы не делать это, ну, под влиянием какого-то импульса или по своей прихоти.
And to do it, and to force it upon others.
И навязывать это другим.
Too often.
Слишком часто.
So that they sacrifice their Krishna consciousness.
Чтобы они
So that they sacrifice their Krishna consciousness. You understand?